The following program has been furnished and paid for by Ask the Expert Show. KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Ask the Expert Show with local experts in the field of health, legal, financial, and home improvement. Now, here's your host, Gary Knight.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. I'm the aforementioned Gary Knight. And we're going to introduce John Moody, Jr., manager of the Moody Law Group here in just a moment. The Moody Law Group, you can reach them at 713-773-5526. They're your developers, owners, small businesses, public companies, investors, and private equity funds. And now at this time, let's welcome John Moody, Jr. How's everyone doing over at the Moody Law Group, John, today?
Thanks, Gary. We're all doing well. We're still working mostly remotely and kind of conducting most of our meetings over Zoom and other video calls, which seems to be what most folks are doing now. But I think we're doing well and making the most of the situation we're all in right now.
Talk a little about the COVID-19. I guess with this spike, it's supposed to be a little stronger than the first one. I don't know what number it is, the wave number 3 or 4. And they're saying, the advisor for the newly elected President Biden, he said we should shut this whole country down for perhaps 4 to 6 weeks. If that doesn't work, it could go many, many more months. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a little scary. Obviously the numbers are the counts with the virus counts are really not going the direction that anybody really hopes for. And I think we're all hoping and praying that we don't have to go through another serious lockdown. Particularly the real estate markets, particularly on the retail side and the hotel guys and the restaurants, it's the gyms, it's not really something that works very well for those guys. We're fortunate in my business to be able to, as attorneys, we can work remotely and make it work. We can still handle our clients' needs remotely and it's not perfect, but we can make it work. But when you're a small retailer or restaurant, it's very difficult. And I hope we don't have to go that route.
Yeah, it would be very scary. We're talking to Attorney John Moody. You are an attorney, aren't you, John? That's the first time it came out of my mouth, so I might not be.
Yeah.
Everything's got me all confused. I don't know who the president is anymore. But you were talking. We're going to be talking about the landlords. It's our focus attention. I looked at one of the scripts and questions that we asked last time, and we might be still getting back into this thing again. Actually, a follow-up question about the shopping centers. How are landlords responding to this? I guess the crisis is sort of still going on. Are they doing okay over there?
Yeah, I think it really depends, what type of property that they have. But landlords, and in particular, we talked about retail. Everybody, commercial, a lot of the real estate is under stress right now. If you look at, I was just looking at the internet at Texas A&M, they have a great real estate center and they have a great website with a lot of great information on it. And they were saying at the end of second quarter, end of June, the office vacancy rates in Houston were about 20.7%, which is really high for office. And I expect that number is going to increase between now and the end of 2020. Retail vacancies are increasing. I think everybody's aware of a lot of the big retailers and whatnot are been filing bankruptcy. A lot of well-known businesses like JCPenney's, Neiman's, Joseph A. Banks. That's just to name a few. Mm-hmm. And we're also having this. The crash in the oil markets has also put the Houston real estate markets under stress. So I think landlords Landlords definitely have their hands full right now between the issues with COVID and also just the market stresses right now.
So what's the first thing that they can do? I might have missed that part of it. The landlords, what can they do?
Well, you know, I think kind of what we're doing with a lot of our clients is you know, one thing that we love to do for our clients and new clients is do like a document checkup and just look at their lease forms that they're using and other documents that they're doing. Kind of, you know, you go to the doctor, get your health checked. It's a good idea, you know, when you're a landlord to have your documents updated or looked at from time to time by a good real estate lawyer. And, you know, there's a little self-promoting, you know, we are, you know, specialized in commercial real estate law. That's kind of what my law firm does, but there's a lot of great firms and real estate lawyers in Houston. And, you know, I would recommend having someone come in and look at your documentation. I mean, I can't tell you how many bad documents we see, you know, guys that have been, you know, kind of operating on their own for years, just using, you know, old out-of-dated forms. And, you know, bad documents can create problems. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of good options out there. You know, we do a lot of custom lease forms for clients and, you know, really help them streamline their documentation and their processes. But I think I would just start, you know, looking at a real estate attorney who's board certified in commercial real estate. And that means, you know, you've got a certain level of experience and you've taken a test with the State Bar of Texas to get certified and you can say you're an expert in commercial real estate law. I'm board certified. You know, like I said, there's a number of board certified lawyers in commercial real estate in and around Houston. I would start there because they're going to have a certain level of experience that can really, you know, bring some value to your lease documents and your needs as a landlord.
The Moody Law Group, 713-773-5526. John Moody, Jr., manager of the group, of the Moody Law Group. Are you doing anything virtual? Are you doing anything screen, FaceTime, or anything like that?
No. Yeah. I mean, confused. I spend a lot of my days, you know, every day during the week on, you know, either a Zoom video call or you know, Microsoft Teams or other video formats. So whether it's meeting with existing clients, negotiating, you know, new deals. I had an interview for a new client last week, and it was done, you know, virtually over Zoom with some folks in New York, some in California, and some in Houston. And, you know, so yeah, we're doing a lot of stuff virtually.
Well, great. Okay, I've got the checklist here. I've got have a lawyer check your lease documents.
Yes.
How about documenting the lease deal? What else can the landlord do?
Yeah, well, so
you mentioned a little bit about it earlier.
I would tell you, start every lease with a good LOI and a good checklist. Okay, so an LOI is short for a letter of intent, and it's sometimes called a term sheet, but it's just a basic summary of the deal, and it helps the parties, the landlord and the tenant. And this doesn't have to be a heavy legal document. It's just you want to make sure everybody's on the same page in terms of what's the rent.
Right.
When's the rent supposed to start? You know, who's going to build out the space? If there's construction, you know, is there an allowance that the landlord's going to pay the tenant? Just some of the basic terms, because, you know, often as attorneys, you know, we're not in those deal negotiations on the front end. We're handed either a draft of a lease or a letter of intent, and it's good to have one that has the basic deal. So we can document the deal appropriately. And then I'll tell you, checklists are key. Mm-hmm. And it's remarkable to me, you know, when we see new clients or new lease issues, you know, a lot of times we get brought in, a lot of times as attorneys, we get brought in if there's a dispute or a problem. And, you know, I'll ask new clients to send me a copy of their lease, and, you know, we'll get documents that are you know, only signed by one of the two parties. They're missing exhibits. You know, maybe they forgot to get the guarantor to sign. And it's just, it's incredible to me, you know, how many, you know, just sort of incomplete, you know, stuff that's missing exhibits. And so we're at Moody Law Group, we're very process driven, and we use a lot of checklists for every lease. And what it does is it just helps us, you know, make sure that the leases are dated, make sure the exhibits are attached, make sure everything is fully executed, and that your documentation is correct. Because the whole point of having a signed contract or a signed lease is if, you know, if there's a dispute or if one side doesn't honor their terms, that you can go enforce it in court. And if you don't have the correct documentation, it just makes it so much harder. You know, if you go in, if you're a landlord and you've got a tenant that hadn't paid its rent, and you're going to go to court to try to get paid your rent or get a judgment, if your lease is not signed, if you're missing exhibits, it just makes it so much harder to explain to the judge what the deal is. And it just allows, you know, folks to poke holes in what the, or question what is the status of the deal. So I would tell you, just from an operational standpoint, you know, having a good checklist and a good process for getting your leases done and documented and saved and organized is so critical.
So those are some of the things the Moody Law Group can do. And checklist, as you said earlier, is key. We'll talk more about that as well. The Moody Law Group, their number is 713-773-5526. Talking with guest John Moody, Jr., manager of Moody Law Group. I'm Gary Knight, your host here on Ask the Experts. We'll be back in just a minute here on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Moody Law Group delivers business-minded legal advice to commercial real estate clients. Their clients include developers, owners, small businesses, public companies, investors, and private equity funds. No matter your size, their goal is to help you get your real estate deal done, well-planned, on time, and on budget. Moody Law Group is focused around helping clients to develop, buy, sell, lease, and finance commercial real estate projects. If you need legal assistance on your next commercial real estate project, please contact the Moody Law Group today at 713-773-5526. That's 713-773-5526.
You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. I'm Gary Knight. This is Ask the Experts. We have John Moody, Jr., a manager of the Moody Law Group. John, we're just finishing up about landlords, and we've got more of those questions here. Johnny, you ready to go? I got the checklist ready in my hand. I broke my pencil. Okay, here we go. What does a landlord do if a tenant, John, just stops paying rent? What can you do?
Well, you know, that's a great question because, you know, we're seeing some of that of late for sure. And I tell you, I think first it depends on what type of lease you're dealing with. You know, residential apartments or homes are a little bit different than retail, office, industrial, kind of commercial type properties. The property, the Texas property code and, you know, the law around leases, they treat residential a little bit differently than commercial. But, you know, first, you know, you got to look at, well, what does the lease actually say about the, you know, not paying rent? You know, many commercial leases, you know, allow landlords all kinds of remedies if the tenant is in default not paying rent. But, you know, sometimes there's notice requirements before you can exercise those remedy. You know, you got to send the landlord, I'm sorry, you got to send the tenant a notice that they're in default, and sometimes they have a period of time to cure. Sometimes there are other types of documents, like if it's a franchisee, you may have to give notice to the franchisor before you can exercise remedies. Sometimes there's agreements with the tenant's lender where you have to give the lender notice of the default before you exercise your remedy. So it's, you know, first thing you got to do is look at the lease, but also any other document that's signed with a tenant or a tenant party for example, like we said, the franchisor or lender. And then second, it's important to know what the law says about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I talked about the Texas Property Code. There are statutory requirements and protections under the Texas Property Code relating to, you know, locking a tenant out of their space, and that sort of thing. And
that happens.
During this pandemic, we've seen, you know, all kinds of orders from the governor's office, from Harris County and from some of the courts over, you know, putting a moratorium on residential evictions and that sort of thing. So you've got to look there as well, but and make sure that, you know, the remedy that you're seeking is you know, not prohibited by the court. So I tell you, worse than having a tenant not paying rent is, you know, making, you know, exercising a remedy that's not available. You know, if you lock out a tenant wrongfully, you know, you can very quickly flip the script and go from a situation where you're a landlord, where, you know, your tenant owes money to you, to one where, you know, you've wrongfully evicted a tenant and you may owe money, you know, as a landlord may owe money to the tenant, which is, you know, absolutely something you don't want. But, you know, other things that we would do, depending on the situation, you know, often you want to look and run a bankruptcy search on the tenant, run a litigation search. You know, when a tenant files bankruptcy, there's what's called an automatic stay that is put over that tenant, and it protects them. It protects the assets of the bankrupt party. So if the tenant files for bankruptcy, the bankruptcy court protects the assets. And so as a landlord, you can no longer, regardless of what the lease says, you know, if the tenant is bankrupt, you cannot kick them out of the space. You cannot exercise remedies against that tenant without going through the process of the bankruptcy court. And it's, you know, it kind of supersedes the lease document and state court. So you have to go through the bank. And again, it's one of those things where you want to make sure you don't have a bankruptcy situation, because it's one of those things where if you violate that, you know, even unintentionally violate the bankruptcy stay as a landlord, you know, we talked about flipping the script, you can create a situation where, you know, not only do you have a tenant that owes you money, but now you've got a violation of the bankruptcy court, which can create problems for the landlord. And so, you know, I think it's important to, you know, to have an attorney look at the lease, look at the correspondence, and provide some guidance, you know, before you, particularly right now with everything going on with this pandemic, before you go off and start exercising remedies against the tenant on your own as a landlord. I think you want to know what you know, that you're not making, you know, that you're not going to make a mistake that's going to cost you more than what the tenant owes you.
You know, that does make sense when you mention flipping the script, the tenant being the landlord and vice versa. That cuts down on mistakes. But what would you say the number one mistake you would see that landlords do make?
Well, you know, I think it's you know, kind of one is just kind of, you know, exercising remedies and going against the tenant before they really, you know, have really looked into the situation. Mm-hmm. and really understand, you know, without running, you know, doing the homework, so to speak. And then I'd tell you that the other thing that is creates the most problems is just emails and texts. And what I mean by that is the lease document is, you know, a long-term commitment typically. You know, it's 5-10 year agreement between the landlord and the tenant. And you can't, you know, under Texas law, the general rule is you can't really amend a lease without a written, signed written modification. Emails are in writing, and they're considered, you know, a writing. And you'll see landlords and tenants be very careless about their email communications. And I've seen it create problems time and time again. I mean, I just had a client have to go to court over a renewal option issue where the tenant had a period of time. exercise the renewal of a lease. They missed that window. Landlord went and signed a new lease with another tenant. Mm-hmm. And after the existing tenant had missed their window to exercise their option, there was a ton of emails and texts back and forth about the space and about different types of terms and that kind of stuff. And the tenant was arguing in the court that all these emails and all these texts created an amendment, created an extension to their time frame to renew the lease. And, you know, fortunately for my client, they won the case and all that kind of stuff. Or they, you know, the judge ruled in favor of my client. But it's just not a situation you want to be in. And you know, I talk to my friends who are trial lawyers and litigators, and they tell you, you know, court cases these days come down to, you know, which side has the worst email. So it's kind of like everybody's got bad emails, I guess is what they're saying. And it's, the court case often hinge on who has the worst emails. And so I advise all my clients and I advise, you know, folks that work at Moody Law Group, I said, you got to be real careful what you put in writing and just make sure that, you know, you're not saying something that's going to come back and bite you.
Yeah, exactly. The Moody Law Group, and you can reach them anytime, 713-773-5526, 713-773-5526. And John Moody, Jr., who is manager of the Moody Law Group. John, any other things for we're talking about the landlords out there. Have a tip for them, a couple of tips?
Yeah, sure. You know, I tell you, do a little homework. You know, we talked about doing a little homework before you exercise or anything, but I would say do a little homework on you know, your tenant before you sign the lease. I think it's important to run some background checks. You know, certainly if it's a mom and pop type tenant, you know, get a bank reference, mm-hmm. look at financial statements, you know, understand the credit that's going to be signing the lease and just make sure that they've got the financial wherewithal to you know, pay the rent. And get security deposits, you know, get financial security, you know, get a guarantee, you know, make sure you've got the enough credit on your lease. And I would tell you, you know, hire a qualified real estate attorney, you know, and I've seen, you know, a lot of times my firm gets hired to help with a mess, right? Help with a problem. We get, you know, like I talked about at the beginning of the show, you know, we get brought in a lot of times when there's a problem, okay? And we're great at helping solve problems and you know, all that kind of stuff, but it's, you know, people talk about lawyers being expensive, but a lot of times it's much more expensive to clean up the mess or deal with the mistake than it is to do it right on the first end, on the front end. And
yeah,
I'd say get a qualified real estate, you know, one that's board certified in commercial real estate. You know, I'm board certified. Julie Berry with my firm, Kelly Boger with my firm. The three of us are all board certified. But, you know, make sure you've got qualified legal help. And, you know, we talked about, you know, checklists and process and those types of things can really help reduce mistakes. And I think the message is make sure you got good documents, make sure, you know, they're done correctly. And it can really help, you know, streamline things for the landlord, but also help reduce mistakes and help control costs and liabilities and exposure and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, that's key, correct? I think it helps a lot. You've been doing this long enough to know.
Yeah. Yes. And you know, I can't stress it enough. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and, you know, I love helping people that have problems. I love helping, you know, solve challenging, you know, problems. But I also, you know, love even more helping guys, you know, avoid problems and do it right on the front end. And so much of what I'm trying to say today is about, you know, getting it right on the front end.
Listen, have a great day, and I hope the shutdown doesn't happen. John Moody, Jr., manager of Moody Law Group. That number, once again, is 713-773-5526. John, have a great weekend. Nice talking to you once again.
Thank you, Gary. Take care.
Ask the Experts right here on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Thanks again for tuning in for another Ask the Expert show right here on AM 700 KSEV.